Someone who has been promoted is the new business secretary, Sajid Javid, and he joins us from Westminster now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How would you answer that question of what this government will do that the last one couldn't?
I think what we'll hear from the Prime Minister today in this cabinet meeting is that we are the real party of working people. During the election campaign, we talked a lot about our priorities, and that means making sure that more and more people get the dignity of a job, the security of a pay packet, they get help with their family finances in terms of childcare, for example. And these are the kind of things that we will be focusing on. And we'll be doing that, for example, by having our bill on employment, which will be something that will help to push employment even higher towards full employment. We want to see 2 million more jobs created over the next 5 years. We want to see 3 million more apprenticeships. You know, these are the kind of things that will be our priorities.
Mm. But when you're looking at how it applies specifically to your department, the business department, the Financial Times describes you as a Thatcherite former banker, and there you are replacing Vince Cable. And I wonder what difference you think that will make, because everything you've said thus far, one could imagine Vince Cable agreeing with. What is going to be different?
Well, actually, first, I'd say, Sarah, is that I think Vince Cable did a good job. I want to give him full credit for the effort he put in, and he worked very, very hard. And, you know, obviously, you know, the politics means that, you know, sometimes people lose, and, I feel sorry for him in that. But, you know, now we're moving forward. I'm really pleased to be in this department. What might be the difference? I'll give you an idea of that. I believe passionately in free enterprise. I think free enterprise is the lifeblood of any successful economy. And that's something I will be very focused on. So whenever I look at any decision that in terms of whether that's creating more jobs, boosting growth, greater investment in our economy, I'll be looking towards your free enterprise and what more deregulation we can have.
OK, because, this is something that's been picked up, that you've been given orders effectively to cut red tape. Does that mean you will revisit what the last government, when it tried to do this, came up with, which was Adrian Beecroft's proposals, which include reforms to make it much easier for companies to sack people? And Vince Cable put an absolute stop to that. Are you going to revisit that?
No, what it means is that I will take a fresh look at deregulation. Now, I've been in this job for about 24 hours. I haven't had the opportunity to do that yet.
But you'll remember the arguments. We all remember them.
I do remember some of the arguments. And, I'm not in a position at this point to say what that deregulation exactly what it should be. But what I do know as a principle is that, you know, sometimes governments, when they create new rules and regulations, they actually make things worse. They don't make them any better. And I'm very cognizant of that. I've been involved in business myself for 20 years. You know, before I came into politics, my father ran a shop. I lived above it, you know, so I understand small businesses. And I want to make sure that this government is clearly on the side of business, because at the end of the day, we as government can help make a better environment for businesses. But it's those businesses, small and large, that create jobs.
Okay. Sure.
We've got to back
them. what does that mean? From what you're saying, it suggests that you want to get rid of some of those laws that government has made it worse for businesses. What does it mean for employment law, maternity law, strike laws?
I'll give you an example. We've already made clear in terms of strike laws that there will be some significant changes. We've said that there will be a minimum threshold in terms of turnout of 50% of those entitled to vote. We've also said that when it comes to essential public services, at least 40% of people need to vote for strike action. And we've said we're going to lift the ban on the use of agency staff when strike action takes place. That's something we'll give more detail on in the Queen's speech, but it will be a priority of ours.
And that's something that Vince Cable blocked and the TUC said would give them about as much power as Oliver Twist.
And I think it's also something that needs to be done. We need to update our strike laws, and we've never sort of hidden away from the changes we want to make. I think it's essential to make these kinds of changes.
What about maternity leave?
I haven't looked at changes in maternity leave. You know, there will be the changes in terms of welfare that we will make. Some of those we will announce in the coming days as well. So, for example, when it comes to youth employment and wanting to cut youth unemployment, there'll be changes we'll make to make sure that every young person aged between 18 and 21, any benefit they receive is changed from a job seeker's allowance to a youth allowance, and they will have to take up an apprenticeship or do community work or some kind of training if they want to keep receiving that benefit.
Now, one of the biggest concerns for business in the years ahead is going to be the EU referendum. Now, there is an argument, that, and it's one voiced over the last 24 hours, that actually it should be held sooner than 2017. It should be held next year because that would shorten the time of this uncertainty. Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree that there is uncertainty, and the uncertainty around the EU has been there for many, many years. It's not something that we've created. And in fact, I think what's welcome for business is the fact that we are now going to have this referendum and one way or another end that uncertainty.
OK, but you could end it sooner, which is why my specific question was about the timing.
Well, in terms of timing, we will hold it before the end of 2017. We have not
said... Would you favour it going in 2016, if it's possible?
At this point, I think there's many priorities we need to look at. But one thing is absolutely certain, it will happen before the end of 2017. It will be a straight-in-out referendum. But before that, we will have a renegotiation with our European partners, led by the Chancellor and the Foreign Secretary. But whatever the outcome of those renegotiations, the referendum will happen.
There are, as you will know, an awful lot of businesses in this country who say they do not want us to leave the European Union. Do you?
There's an awful lot of businesses that say, can you end this uncertainty? This debate has been going on for years and years. And I think that's what businesses really want to see an end to, is they want to know what our future relationship is with the EU. And that's why this referendum is absolutely necessary for business too.
And my question was whether you would like to leave the European Union.
I think no one can answer that question until we know what the outcome of the renegotiation process is. And that's why we're going to make every effort on that. And I'm very optimistic about that, because the Prime Minister has proven over the last 5 years just how successful he's been in dealing with our European partners. I think he will keep building on that. But once that process is over, I think then everyone, but especially the British people, can make their decision.
Mm. I want to move on to an area that you've talked about before, and which is as a result of an announcement made yesterday, which is that the new Culture Secretary will be John Whittingdale. Now, you'll know that the papers this morning see it as Conservatives, in the words, the headline of the Telegraph, going to war on the BBC. The headline in the Times, Cameron shot across the bows to the BBC. Do you think that is the intended effect of this appointment? I mean, do you think that's something that the government does want to do?
No, not at all. I think there's a bit of overexcitement in those headlines. I think, first of all, John Whittingdale is an excellent choice for Culture Secretary. He's someone who's hugely experienced, not least because over the last few years he's been head of the select committee that oversaw my old department. He's looked into this issue many times, and so he's the right person to take this forward. There is every 10 years a what's called a charter review process. So the BBC charter is looked at afresh. That process is now starting. He will lead that process, but it will be driven by evidence. There'll be lots of stakeholders in that process, but that's the best way to make these types of decisions.
But we know that he, and as you say, I mean, he's phenomenally experienced in this area. He knows an awful lot. And we know that his view is that the licence fee is, to quote him, worse than a poll tax, which I know you're sympathetic to. That idea. Is it time for the licence fee to end?
I think it's time to have the charter review. Now, it's a process that will take place over a number of months, and it should be driven by the evidence. You know, when it comes to long-term funding of the BBC, clearly there's been lots of changes in the broadcasting environment, you know, not least technology changes. I think it's sensible to look at that to make sure the BBC is on a sustainable long-term funding arrangement. And I know John is just the right person for that job.
Sajid Javid, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.